Hey everyone, this is the seventh episode of the Squat the Planet podcast, and this week I'm interviewing Happy Nomad Girl. Her website is happynomadgirl.org. If you want to check out a blog about someone driving around the country in her van and traveling and all the things she has to go through, check it out. And in this interview, we're just going to go over, you know, how she lives, gets by, and maybe give you a few little tips about traveling in a van yourself. Unfortunately, this episode is the first interview I've ever done, so I decided to record it in Google Voice over the phone. I didn't quite realize that the quality is absolutely terrible, but it is listenable. You'll just have to bear with me for a little bit as I figure out all these little hurdles in this podcasting thing.
Let's see. Okay, so everyone, I am joined by... What do you want to be known as, by the way?
My real name's Anastasia. Everyone calls me Stas because I think it's easier. For them. I don't know. Whatever the hell you want to call me.
What do your friends call you?
They call me Stas. My nickname back home is Dahmer. Don't ask questions.
Okay. All right,
let's
just
gloss
over that one.
Everybody gives me a nickname. It's so ridiculous. Yeah, let's just
talk about that. All right, so, Stace, Stas. I always have trouble saying
Stas. It's okay, just whatever.
All right, Happy Nomad Girl.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, thank you for joining me, by the way.
This took a while. Yeah,
totally half-assed, and it's kind of awesome, actually. I was like, you called me when you were dying.
These fucking snowbirds, man, they don't know how to friggin' drive. I know, I meant that. I thought it'd be okay if I started driving during the beginning of this, and I was like, this is not going to fucking happen.
Yeah. Usually it's a lot easier if you're, like, sitting down and concentrating on, look, talking, but I've never heard anyone do an interview while someone was driving before.
I try and like, multitask. I know. I was like, all right, I guess. Right now, I'm trying to open up my window. A bear surrounded the van one day in North Carolina, and she broke the screen and the window, so I have to use these pliers every single time I want to open and close it, but I've done it so many times that there's really nothing left to grab onto.
You said it was a bear?
Yeah, it was a black bear. It was in North Carolina. It was, like, freaking out, trying to get out, and it was like, oh, it's a mess. I thought she was going to get it. She, like, broke, like, all the fucking screens. So ridiculous.
Wow. All right, well, before we get into all that, tell everybody your name, how old you are, and how you're getting around.
How old I am?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 25 years old and I live in my van. But it's a pretty sweet van. It's a camper van. 71 Dodge. Got a bed. Yeah. Bathroom.
It's a pretty unique looking van. Like, I don't recall seeing anything like it before. Like, how'd you find it?
Oh, man. So, me and he's kind of part of the whole story. Unfortunately, I had to bring him in to the whole part of the journey. But I was riding on my Axel Man's bike. We used to go out to this place back home in Illinois called Ottawa. It was like all this like awesome hiking down there. And we went out there like every weekend. Well, like one day, the van was, like, sitting out in front of this dude's house, and I was like, what the hell is that thing? So, like, I went and knocked on his door, I was like, is this for sale? And he's like, yeah, and I was like, well, can I take a look at it? And I was supposed to actually buy a BMW, and I saw this thing, and he was offering, I had, like, $2,000, and he's like, I want $4,000 for it, and I'm like, well, all he has is $2,000, and he's like, well, I'll take down your number. And he called me a week later, and he's like, you want it? And I was like, fuck, do I really want this thing? Like, I don't know. And then I was like, man, I don't know. This BMW is looking pretty nice, you know? And I ended up buying this fucking thing, and that's how I got it. And it's it's been, I had no idea my life was going to turn out like this.
What'd you have in mind when you decided you wanted to start traveling?
Well, I've always traveled, but this is taking it to a whole different level, for sure.
More of a lifestyle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is my life. Like, people are like, oh, that's, you know, like, that's cool. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. This is just how I live. You know what I mean? I sometimes have to turn my underwear inside out and, you know, hope for the best. but it's just like, I'm so used to it now. It's just like anything, like over time, you just kind of get used to it. Like, I don't know, sometimes you have to shit in a bag or, you know, not shower for 3 days, but, you know, there's like some pretty cool shit that happens.
How long have you been traveling in the van?
I left October 23rd of 2012. So it's been almost a year and a half.
You remember the exact date?
Yes, I do. Well, see, what had happened was I was just, you know, my ex-boyfriend, we kind of traveled together. We lived out in Arizona and California, and this van was supposed to be, like, for me and him to live in, and I literally spent every fucking minute of my life in here just, like, completely tearing it out and wrenching on it, and he kind of just fell out of the dream with me, and I pretty much caught him. I don't know. It was just, you know, it's that end of the relationship. You just, like, can't let it go, and just there was, like, something that had happened, and it just fucking completely broke my heart. So I packed up the van, and in 2 days I left, and that's how I started with a, you know, like any girl, I burned most of my shit, and then left.
Why did you start traveling?
Why did I start traveling?
Yeah, like as the full time.
Well, you know, it's really all about like meeting people. Like I fucking love meeting strangers, you know, and I think that a lot of people are afraid of that. You know, they like, you know, hanging out with the same people, doing the same things. But I like, you know, just meeting some fucking crazy motherfucker on the side of the road or, like, you know, just anybody and just, like, listening. Everybody has a story, you know? Everybody does. And it's really interesting if you, like, sit down and, you know, just, like, befriend a complete stranger and pass around a bottle of whiskey.
So is it, that's one of the reasons?
I guess in a way, like, I've never really felt like I belonged anywhere. You know what I mean? I think that's why. Mm-hmm. I know you've been to like New Orleans before, right? I know you have.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I always tell people like that's a place if you don't fit anywhere, you go there. And I always find myself there. You know, like in Jack Kerouac, like in On the Road, he always finds himself in Denver. That's how I feel about New Orleans. I always find myself there when like I feel like I have nowhere to go. You know what I mean? Like I go there to feel sane again.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of weird because I sometimes I feel like I don't even fit in there, but
yeah.
Too weird for even that place, I suppose. But
I've been going there since I was a kid. Like my uncle lived there, and so I've always gone there. So I kind of had this like this love for there, but it's like. I don't know. You get sucked in there real quick. It also becomes a routine. It's like, all right, let's go hang out at the bar that never closes. You know.
Yeah. Did you grow up near there?
No, I grew up in Chicago, like in the South Side ish, and then in the suburbs later on in life. But I graduated high school early, and then just moved out, and that's when I don't know, just kind of started traveling, I guess. Even then.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Cool. So I think you were just kind of like bored of whatever you were doing before you started traveling, or just like, screw this.
Oh, my. Dude, I get so bored easily. It's not even funny. I No, honestly, yeah. I can't. I really get so bored. So I always had to, like, be doing something extreme. And, like, back home, like, I'm sure it's like this everywhere, but, you know, everybody's, like, having kids and getting married. It's like, I was talking to my friend, he's like, I know we're getting old because people are starting to have kids on purpose. And I'm like, I know, right? and they're like, you're 26 years old. You should have your own, you should have a mortgage and, you know, a car payment and stuff. I'm like, why? You know what I mean? It's just like, but yeah, I can't,
I've never really grasped that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That blows my mind. All my friends are having babies and, you know, careers and houses and all that stuff. And I'm happy for them and everything, but, you know, it's like, gosh, that's not for me. I'm still a kid in my own mind, you know?
No, you're not happy for them. I know you're not, because deep down you're like, that sucks. That's how I really
feel. Well, maybe it's right for them. Who knows, you know? But like,
that's the nice thing to say.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe he caught me there a little bit.
It's like, I have a hard time wiping my own ass. How am I going to wipe this kid's ass too, you know?
So how come you chose, like, a van instead of, like, I don't know, like, hitchhiking or, like, I don't know, flying to some weird country?
I enjoy hitchhiking. I really like hitchhiking, but when you're hitchhiking, you're definitely, like, I mean, not saying that I'm not now, but hitchhiking, you're at the mercy of other people, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Not saying that it's a completely bad thing, but with the van, at least there is a little more like, all right, well, at least I can like park here, you know, if I, you know, or like hide here or something. Like hitchhiking, you might be, you know, fucking sleeping in the woods or something, you know what I mean? Or anywhere. I mean, not that, you know, it's scary to me or anything, but it does wear on you a little bit, but fucking sitting on the side of the road and just, you know, not knowing when you're going to get picked up is exciting, or like where you're going to go, you know, how long is it going to take you?
I
like to do it when I don't have any money. You know, I've done it like to when I had no money, I'd park the van somewhere and go hitchhike and do some type of side gig or something because it's cheap, you know, I mean.
What about, have you ever had a desire to, like, go train hopping or anything like that?
You know what? That's the only thing I will never do. I will never train up. I mean, I've done...
Really?
Yeah, I won't.
You're, like, totally anti.
I won't. Because I've heard, you know, like, this horror... I mean, you know, you hear stories and stuff, and it's just, like, not worth it for me. I just, like... I mean, I can be pretty fucking clumsy sometimes, and I just, like... I could just picture myself, you know? Do you ever see Stand By Me?
Yeah.
By Me? Oh, my God. I just think of the train, you know, and they're, like, trying to hurry up. The comb falls out. I don't know.
Running down the bridge, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fuck.
Have you ever thought of, like, maybe, like, biking? I mean, I think you mentioned to me before, like, that you wanted to, like, ride a motorcycle or something like that.
Yeah. Not me personally riding a motorcycle. I was supposed to ride on the back of my friend's motorcycle in California. I might just meet him in Colorado because he's driving out there in June. But the only thing is I have the dog. I have Zig. So it kind of limits to how, biking would be. I'd have to put her in the back, you know. She kayaks with me, though. I put her on the back of my kayak. I can do that, but water's different. But
awesome.
But I don't know, she just started doing it one day. She just like hopped back on. I was like, all right.
What's your dog's name?
Ziggy.
And what's your dog using?
She is a German Shepherd mixed with like 30 million other different things. I got her in Arizona.
Is she like protective dog, or...
Oh, my God.
Very quiet.
Ever since I started living in the van, she's so over... I mean, not overprotective, but very protective. Like, she... if anybody comes close to me and they don't acknowledge her first, she just freaks out. But she's going to be six, but I lost her not that long ago, and the mom thought she was two, because she's just fucking nuts. My mom told me that it's karma from when I was younger, but She, I couldn't have asked for a better dog, and I've always said that if I didn't have her, I'd have to get a boyfriend.
Well, you got both at one point, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. I was juggling those, man. Jeez.
What's that?
I said juggling both of those. Jeez.
Oh.
did you see my article? You have to, there's an article on, I think I put it on the Facebook page, but, you don't do Facebook anymore, but for anybody that's listening to this, it's, I'm trying to think, if you just Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. It's, the article's called, Don't Date a Girl Who Travels, and, like, the reasons why. I don't know, I'm not even going to go into it, just, you have to fucking read it. It's, like, one of the best articles I've ever read in my whole life.
What is it, what's your Facebook page?
Oh, it's Happy Nomad Girl.
Okay. I have to admit, I recently became in league with the great Satan again, and I just started another Facebook account.
You did? Oh, man.
I went like 8 months this time without it, and it was actually pretty nice, and I was like really stoked about it, but then like I have this book that I'm for Squat the Planet that I'm going to be doing hopefully soon, and I started to think to myself, I was like, fuck, I got to use the Facebook to fucking do social media and promote it and things like that, and I'll just sign back up, and I feel incredibly guilty about it, but whatever, fuck it. I'll like your page is what I'm saying.
Dude, it sucks because I wish I could just get rid of my personal page and just have that. But you can't. It's because then it's like, I don't even really use my personal page. It's just like, I mean, I do for, you know, like family and stuff, but I don't know. It's like any ex-boyfriend I ever had came out of the woodworks and wants to be friends with me on Facebook. So then I was like, all right, how am I going to make this so nobody can find me? And it still doesn't work. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm actually like way more into Twitter myself personally. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's come some a little geekier, but also I just feel like a lot more personal somehow, but that's just my take on it.
I guess I made one. I didn't even know I had one. Somebody was like, oh, there you are. I'm like, wait, what is this? I don't even know. I think I just like hooked it up on my stuff, and I was like, there's always like 30 things on it every day. I just look at it and it's like, I don't even know what that was. I don't know. But I even had a hard time doing this, and emailing is just like, oh my God, my head hurts just thinking about it.
You're not into the technology stuff partly.
No, I'm not. Because like I have a list of things I have to do on the computer. It's just like, I totally put everything off, and then I'm just like, ugh, you know? But one of the things that I was completely against for, like, years was Instagram, because I thought it was super fucking lame. But it's actually pretty cool, and I've actually met people off of it, and
yeah.
I honestly like it better than Facebook, for sure. I mean, because it is, like, Facebook is just, like, pictures, but it's like, how many times do I want to see you and your friends at a bar? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's cute. You have to, you know, let's imagine what you look like 2 hours later. I just hate seeing the other, like, selfies that drive me nuts. You know, it's like, all right, I can see, like, all your dirty clothes in the background. And it's like...
What about your Instagram thing is Happy Nomad Girl, too, isn't it?
Yeah, everything is Happy Nomad Girl, obviously, because otherwise I'd get so confused and I wouldn't even know what to do with myself.
Before I get too off subject, I was kind of wondering, did you have any destinations in mind when you first started traveling? Did you have any, like, places you wanted to hit up, or are you just, like, randomly going around?
Oh, man. Well... When I left, I figured there's a website. It's called GasBuddy.com, and there's like a trip cost calculator, and you put in like all your
vehicles.
Totally,
I love that website.
Yeah, I know, it's so crazy. I don't want to put that whole like website product placement thing in, but I mean it's something. I don't know. I
like
don't
it. It's
know
a good resource,
without...
man. It saved me like $100.
I know.
When I was
driving
my school bus around. Oh my God, I used it every day. Yeah.
Yeah, and it, like, finds the cheapest gas station. Like, I'll drive 2 fucking extra miles to save 20 cents a gallon. You know what I mean? Especially when I'm picking dimes and nickels off my floor. But, so I figured it out. I was like, all right, my uncle has his farm in Mississippi. I'm like, I have, like, $300. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll just go there. And that's where I went. And I was supposed to go. I had to, like, a real job. And I was supposed to go back. I was only supposed to do this for, like, 3 months. And so I ended up staying there for, like, 2 months. And I went to New Orleans. And, like, I started doing Craigslist rideshare. And I had done it in the past before, but never as extreme as it is now. I pretty much rely on it if I'm ever doing a long haul. But there was a girl that wanted to go to, like, Georgia or something. So we ended up, like, convincing, like, 9 other people in the hospital to, like, come with us. And we ended up in Florida. And then they're all from Europe. And
so they all dipped in on gas?
Yeah. We had 7 people in here, and then there was 2 Norwegians in one car following us, and then 1 Australian in another car, and everybody just shipped their own gas, and then I was like, this is fucking awesome. And so we traveled Florida. Like, some of us kind of split apart and then came back. We did that for a couple of weeks, and then I was like, shit, what am I going to do? And then I really packed the van up, and I left fucking Key West in December and went to Colorado like a fucking idiot. But and then that's how I started. I don't know. It's just like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't feel like being here anymore, and I'll just, like, go.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You kind of just take it, like, one leg at a time, though.
Huh?
You kind of take it, like, one leg at a time. Like, I'm going to go from Key West to Denver or whatever, and then you'll figure it out with the rest when you get there, basically.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'll be going somewhere and then never make it there, you know? So it's like
there's always that.
You know how it is. Like, I was on my way to freaking, like, New York City and Maine, and I got to, like, Maryland and Pennsylvania. I was like, ah, fuck this, and I ended up in the Outer Banks, like, a week later. Like, you never know. Like, I can't plan anything for shit. Like, I feel like I'm the worst planner. I'm just, like, that's why I kind of like traveling alone mostly, just because, like, I just worry about myself, you know, and I don't want to have to, like, disappoint other people by, like, oh, we're actually not doing this anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was wondering, though, do you have, like, a bucket list or, like, specific places that you want to go hit up, like, anytime soon?
Oh, you know, I lived in it. The one thing that I'm really upset about is I've never seen the Grand Canyon. So I definitely, when I lived in Arizona, I never even got to see it. But I want to go see Moab, Utah. I want to go see Yellowstone. And I need to go to the Pacific Northwest, essentially, and see all that stuff. But, I mean, I don't really have a list, you know. I don't know. I'm not even good at making fucking lists. Look at me. I honestly don't know. I'm just kind of just like, I'm so simple. I don't know. I just kind of go, I guess.
I hate to jump around so much, but I was kind of thinking about, like, I bet people are, like, kind of really curious, like, how you get by, pretty much.
I hate this fucking question. I hate it.
I'm sure you get it a lot. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because I don't, like, sometimes I'm just so fucking broke, but, like, I don't know, I do, like, random jobs, like, I just, like, don't worry about it, you know, like, when I have money, I'm so stressed out, it's like, oh my God, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for that, where is this money going to go? Well, like, when I'm just, like, down to the nitty gritty, I'm just like, it'll always work out, I always somehow have something, you know what I mean, just like,
yeah.
You know, something will happen. Like, I have my, like, 80-year-old friend, John, and I dropped him off at the airport 2 weeks ago, and he's, you know, I drove him in the van, and he just was like, it costs, like, $100 for a shuttle, and he's like, I'd rather just, like, you know, give you some cash rather than taking the shuttle and whatever. So I did that the past, like, couple weeks, and I put money in my pocket, and I got my first real paycheck since August 2012. But otherwise, just, like, you know, just, like, I go, honestly, like, I'll go to gas station attendants, know fucking everything they do. They're, like, the freaking chatty cats of the town. So I'm always like, hey, where's, like, is somebody looking for work? Or, you know, where can I go? Who's hiring? Or go on gigs on Craigslist? Or, like, I can't play a fucking instrument even if I wanted to. So I can't busk or anything. But, hold on, sorry. Oh, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Matt? Oh, sorry. So, I don't even know how to work my phone. My friend was calling me from Utah right now. But what else was I going to say? Yeah, I can't busk or anything. So, God, where was I going with this? God damn it! What were we talking about?
I think we were just talking about.
Oh, making money.
Talking
yeah.
about, like,
making
Craigslist
money.
And giving people rides.
Craigslist gigs. I don't like asking people for money. I'm like, hey, do you have any work that you need done of any kind? Like, I work. You know, I've like painted friggin' somebody's bathroom. Like. Was like a was it Huckleberry Finn or that had to paint the, or was it Tom Sawyer that painted the fence? I did do that
yeah,
one. That took forever. Redid this woman's deck. I don't know, just like random things. Sold jewelry on the side of the road. Some kid, like, I spent like $5 on this pendant and he like, hey, are you selling any jewelry? I was like, yeah. I showed him some of my stuff. He's like, how about the one on your neck? I'm like, how much do you think it's worth? He's like, $40. I was like, sure. You know, and I spent, like, you know, $8 in materials on it or whatever.
Nice.
Just like, I don't know, just shit like that happens. You just gotta, like, just know that everything's
gonna
be okay because it has to be okay.
Yeah. You kind of have to just trust for the road to take care of you, right?
Yeah. As long as you take care of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about, you said you got your first paycheck. What was that for?
Oh, I was waitressing at a place in, on Big Pine Key. And I promised myself the last time I waitressed that I would never do it again. so I was prepping in the morning and then serving at night, and I just, like, completely fucking wore myself out.
Kudos to you, man. I can't deal with customers, man. I've done a couple of serving jobs before, but I just want to pop people in the mouth, you know? Like,
Oh, believe me. That's why I can't bartend,
people.
Dude. I can't fucking bartend because I can't.
Really?
I can't.
I love bartending.
No, you know, all those fucking guys, man. It's like when they're fucking drunk, it's just like, oh my God, can I just smash this in your face right now?
Yeah, but that's the best place to do it.
I know.
If you're in New Orleans, you could smash them in the face.
I'm a happy nomad girl, not a happy, angry, bitchy nomad girl.
Oh, man. I guess, you know, one of the other things I was thinking about is, like, for people that have never stayed in the van, lived in a vehicle or anything like that, like, I know, again, this is probably one of those questions you get, like, a whole lot because people just don't fucking understand. But,
yeah.
Like, can you describe really briefly what it's like to live in the van? Like, what are the things you get hassled by anyone?
Okay,
all right,
listen. So right now, I'm laying on boards. So I have a bed in the back. My mattress got wet because I left it open one time, so I had to rip that out. I don't know. What do I say right now? I'm looking at everything. Shit falls apart all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know.
What about,
I don't...
like basic stuff, you know, like laundry,
Laundry, that, you know, you kind of have to do the smell test sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not always going to have to have a place. Like, I remember one time I was staying in the mountains in Kentucky, and I just went to, the campground to pay like $3 to take a shower, and I just threw my clothes, like the ones I really wanted clean, and I just threw them in there in the shower with me and just stomped on them like grapes while I was taking a shower. I've washed them in rivers. Well, people, you know, like, you know, hey, you need to wash, you know, you need to wash some clothes because you know, like, I'm parked in my friend's driveway right now. Like, they're pretty fucking cool, and so that's. That's for clean clothes, but sometimes, you know, I'm wearing something that it probably doesn't really smell really good. I'm a girl, so I don't know. I'm pretty clean, I think. I have, like, it was kind of hard for me at first because, like, you're not always, like, completely clean all the time, so it's, like, you kind of take, like, whore baths, you know what I mean? So it's, like, all right, where's the baby wipes? But I, like, discovered this face wash, and you can do it without water, which is, like, fucking awesome. And then, like, honestly, the hardest thing for me to do, I think that's, like, the worst thing, seriously. But I have, like, my spots that I go to, you know, like, me and the gas station attendant at the show, like, we have this, like, you know, he knows I'm going in there every day, like, after my coffee. But eating's a different story. My refrigerator broke, so everything's kind of like, I go to the store and that's what I'm going to eat, like, for that meal. I'm lucky enough to have a kitchen, so I have, like, a stove, so that's pretty easy.
Did you have a working fridge in the van?
Yeah, you know, it's not that it's broken. I could plug in somewhere and it'll work, but it runs off my auxiliary battery, but it just drains my fucking battery. If I'm plugged in, like, it'll work and stuff, but I call it escaping because sometimes, like, I'll park in somebody's driveway and they get all weird and creepy on me, so I have to, like, escape. And during one of these escape moments, I had to, I left my cord, so I don't have one right now. I don't know.
What about,
if you're living in a vehicle, you have to have a fucking place for everything. Like, one thing that's, like, not, like, where it's not supposed to be, you know, it'll throw off the whole system and just, like, shit's whack. Like, I just cleaned my van yesterday, and it's just, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. There's, like, just shit everywhere. Like, my kayak's fucking in here, and not where it's supposed to be, and I got my bicycle in here, and I don't know, I got waffles.
You keep a kayak in the van?
Yeah, you know, I got it from REI. It was, like, $400, but it came, I got it from REI. Yeah, was it REI? Yeah. And it's inflatable. It's built like a brick shit house. I've had it for like 6 years, and it's pretty cool. So it folds up. I have a storage thing under the van, but I just use it so much, and it's such a pain in the ass. And then I got this pretty sweet bike at the Davenport, Iowa swap meet. It was a motorcycle swap meet. Everybody had like Schwinn's, and this wasn't. And it's like the same year as a van, and it totally is just like one bolt holds it together, and it like was into two pieces, so that's sitting at my kitchen table right now. And then, I don't know, there's books all over the place because I took a turn too fast.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something else I was going to ask you about, like repairs and stuff like that. I mean, how's your engine holding up?
Oh, dude, that engine will... I did, like, I ended up meeting a friend off fucking Craigslist, he's a mechanic, and I got a burned valve, and what I like to do is if I don't know how to do something and I'm going to have somebody help me, I like to have them at least show me. So he literally didn't do anything, and we did a top-end rebuild on the engine, but, I mean, shit's broken down. It's running, you know, my muffler fucking blew up about 2 weeks ago, so I thought somebody shot a shotgun at me, and you know, you could hear me coming about a mile away right now. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. You just have to take care of it. You know, check the oil, put fluids in all the time, and you know what I mean?
How many miles does it have on it?
Now there's, let me think. Because we put a different speedometer in there. So there's 97,000. I've done like 30,000. Yeah, there's like 60 on it when I got it.
Wow, it's pretty good for a 1970s van.
Yeah, I was sitting in a barn for like, I don't know, in the garage that dude had. It was like his wife's grandparents, and then like him and like his brother-in-law were like, you know, going back and forth, and they were gonna redo it, and never ended up doing it. But I ended up bringing the van there after I'd redone it, and like, their whole family was there, and they had, like, there's, like, three generations, and they told me how they used to, like, play house in here, and, like, you know, there's, like, little kids. They're, like, 9 years old. They're, like, I remember this, and they're all, like, hopping in the van and stuff. It was so cool.
What about, I was curious. I wanted to talk to you about the cops.
Oh, yeah.
I remember reading one of your posts where you went on this big rant about cops, and I was like, first off, I was wondering, have you ever gotten hassled when you're sleeping somewhere in the van, or...
No.
Like,
no,
even with the spray paint and everything?
No, I mean, I've been free, I know, I mean, I've parked in people's driveways, and I make sure if I park somewhere, the cops aren't going to fuck with me. But I got pulled over in May of last year, and they sent the dogs out on me because he told me he smelled weed. I don't smoke weed. And he's like, and you're swerving, and I can see cans all over your van. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And he's like, well, I'm going to have to search it. I said, I know my fucking rights. You're not going to search anything. And he's like, well, I'm going to call the dogs, and they're not going to be here for an hour. I was like, dude, I have nowhere to be. You can go ahead. 15 minutes later, they show up. They do their thing. Let me go. And then, but I put my Facebook page and all that stuff on there now. So I don't know if maybe that has something to do with it. You know, like maybe, you know, they don't want to be like, you know, on Facebook or something. But about 3 weeks ago, about 3 in the morning, I was on my way to Miami because I had to go home to Chicago for a family death. And 3 a.m., get pulled over, and the cop just, you know, I think, you know, they're curious, you know, because this is, I mean, I'd pull me over. And yeah. And he's like, so you care if I search your vehicle? And I go, yeah. He goes, you mind? And I go, yeah. He's like, do you mind if I ask? I said, I live in here. All my stuff's in here. I really don't want you going through all my things. And he goes, well, how about we just search the front? And I go, no. And he goes, are you serious? And I said, yeah. I was like, listen, I get profiled all the time. I understand you're doing your job. But, you know, I have everything I own in here. I don't really feel comfortable with you doing that. I said, I get high on life. I don't need to be high on drugs. And he goes, all right, have a good night. And then he let me go. Look, a lot of people don't understand that you don't have to say yes. Like, you can just say no. Like, you can just roll down the window. You don't have to say anything to them, and you could just put your freaking license and all your papers out the window, and you don't say shit to them. They can just run your stuff like nothing. And you don't
totally.
Like,
that's absolutely true.
People get so scared, you know. Like, don't be afraid of them. You know, that's why they. You shouldn't be afraid when you see a cop. They're supposed to be there to help us. Like, it's completely. I'm
totally
thinking about it. Did you see my picture of the 5-0 up ahead that I did?
The what?
I did, like, I was like a human radar when I went back home, at, like, where my parents live. It's like a super small town. And I was fucking bored, like I was saying.
What were you asking?
Over. Huh?
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second. What were you saying?
Oh, I said I was like a human radar back home. I got bored like I normally do, and so I went around town with this huge sign that said 5-0 up ahead, and whenever they were doing, like, radar, it sit, like, 100 yards up ahead and, like, hold the sign out in the road, and they came out one day, and they couldn't do anything, you know? I wasn't violating any laws at all. All they did, they told me, they were like, you have to move 12 inches over to the left. So I was like, all right.
You know, another thing I was kind of curious about, actually, is I think you mentioned something about having to take off without your cables or something because of the creeps or whatever. Like, have you had any, like, really creepy people that you, like, stayed at or
bothered
you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is there any, what's, like, the worst experience you had on the road?
Oh, man. I don't know
if I was.
Oh, God. you can totally choose second worst if you want.
I don't even know where to begin with this. Well, pretty much, I'll just kind of put it in a nutshell. Being a single woman isn't easy as it is, and traveling, and guys always just, like, you know, I don't know what happens. I mean, they don't want me to go.
They don't want you to go?
No. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't want to answer that question.
That's all right.
What about
the best, like, what's, like, the most magical thing that's happened to you in your travels so far? I mean, is there anything that sticks out in your mind that's like, dude, this is, like, the most epic thing I've ever done?
Okay, honestly, my van was broke down in Chicago, and my birthday was coming up, and I'm like, I'm not going to be sitting here fucking getting wasted at the fucking bar with, like, the same fucking motherfuckers I've been drinking with for the past fucking 10 years. So I was like, I'm going to go hitchhiking. And then my friend was like, hey, I'm going up to this music festival in New York. So, and I already needed a reason to go see my friends up in Maine. I met them out in Colorado, with these three guys. And so I ended up in Maine and went and saw my friend Alan in Portland, Maine. And I also met my other friend, Kevin. We all three of us met at a bar, but all of us had met in different parts of the United States, and all of us got fucking wasted drunk. And it was so awesome. And then I went and hitchhiked and seen my other two friends. They worked on the Penobscot River in Millinocket. It's right at the end of the Appalachian Trail. And they took me, like, class 5 whitewater rafting, like, for a whole weekend, like, for free. And I ended up just, like, hanging out with them in the woods. Like, my friend Tyler, like, one day me and him, he, like, brought me to this stream. And we just, like, swam up the stream all day. And, like, we have to, like, hop over these huge fucking boulders. And then there's, like, you know, it like 15 feet deep, and we had to drop down, and there was this natural water slide, and we're like picking blueberries and berries and drinking like the most pure water you can possibly imagine, and just like sitting, and it was like the most beautiful place in the whole world. I honestly, I just completely fell head over heels for Maine. And then I didn't want to leave, but I had to go back home, and I ended up leaving like Millinocket. It's like northeast of Bangor. I left on a Sunday morning, and I got back to Chicago Monday night. It was like 1,400 miles or something. So I hitchhiked the whole day of my birthday. These truckers bought me like a fish sandwich and a beer in the middle of Indiana for my birthday. It was like the best fucking birthday I ever had. Like literally the best 2 weeks I ever had in my whole life. It was hitchhiking. Like, it's so much fun. It really is. It really honestly is.
Cool. Do you ever see like, do you feel like that this is what you're going to do for, like, the foreseeable future? Like, do you ever see a day when you're just like, I'm bored or I want to stop and, I don't know, have a family or something or whatever the fuck reason, you know?
You know, like, well, I get asked it all the time and I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. And,
That's okay, like, because I don't know either, and I'm 34 years old.
I know.
And my parents are starting to be like, you're going to be 40 soon, and you're going to be an old man on the side of the road. I'm like, God damn
well,
it.
Well, you know what? It's okay, though. there's an article. It's called The Reverse Retirement Plan, and somebody had emailed it to me not that long ago, and it's about
a
guy.
I'm
a
big fan of that statement.
Yeah. So check it out if you haven't, because it makes you feel better about being a fucking scumbag.
You said that's an article, though?
Yeah. This guy wrote it. He works at a national park or something now. But he traveled until he was about 4 years old.
Yeah. I've always been a fan of that as a phrase. You know, it's something I would always tell my friends. You know, I'm on the reverse retirement plan. You know, I'll work when I'm old. You know,
yeah.
And can't get around very much, you know, like I'm young and I can go do things, so I might as well do it while I can, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyways, I think we're pretty good at this point. I was going to say, ask if you had any advice for anyone that wants to go fucking pile into a van and start traveling around the country or anything.
I do. Don't plan anything because it's never going to turn out the way you want it. Just go and do it. Just go. Don't have this, like, goal, hey, I have to make $2,000 and I'm going to go here and I'm going to go here and I'm going to go here, because then you're making up excuses. Like, then you're never going to fucking, you just have to grow some fucking balls and just go. And everything will work out. You just have to have faith in it. It'll all work out. I promise.
Cool. Well, man, thank you so much for doing this little interview for me.
Oh, yeah.
If people want to check out your website, what's that?
No, I said, sorry it took so long. Yeah, I have a blog about my, you know, you can hear me rant and ramble. It's called happynomadgirl.org. And then, obviously, because I'm everything's Happy Nomad Girl, and then Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that fun stuff.
Cool deal. Well, man, you know, we've been talking for so long. I was thinking, actually, that I don't even remember. Do you remember how we got to know each other or whatever? We still haven't met in person. But
no, yeah, me and Matt are met. Look us up, Rideshare.
Rideshare?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Because it was last year when it was either when I was leaving New Orleans or because you were in the Keys.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one. Oh, no. I was going to Slab City, remember, in my van crash when I was in Colorado.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, my fucking van crash. I'm going to try and hitchhike down there. But I never ended up making the – I got –
Because I was in Slab City at the time.
Huh?
Yeah. I was in Slab City at the time, and you were going to come by and then, like, go north or something, I think, to maybe, like, San Francisco or something.
Yeah, but these guys, they were that now. Plans never fucking work out.
Cool. All right, well, I guess that's the end of this interview, and I'll let you go and rejoin your friends. And, you know, just keep in contact and let me know how your travel's going, because we've got to meet up and have a couple of beers in person at some point. So.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see each other in Austin in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, dude, you should totally see me in Austin. Have you been to Austin before?
No, I told you I haven't. Because I lost all fucking faith in Texas, so Austin's my last. if I don't find it in Austin, I will.
I don't blame you. Dude, Austin's like a creamy center of awesomeness in this, like, huge, crunchy shell of conservative bullshit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So you can get through the shell. Totally worth it. What's that?
I'm definitely going to get pulled over in Texas. It doesn't matter what vehicle I drive in Texas. I get pulled over every fucking time. They're so ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. All of those states, like Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, just avoid them if you can, please.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
Oh,
all right, well, I'll let you go. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you sometime in the future.
All right, sounds good, man.
So there you have it, Happy Nomad Girl. Like I was saying before, check out our website at happynomadgirl.org. And if you guys like this episode, or if you have a topic you'd like me to discuss or tackle somehow in the next episode of the podcast, let me know, share, comment, all that jazz, and I'll see you all next week.